Welcome to the CCTA wake-up call. First thing that we're going to say, and Pat, you just reminded us, let's begin the show by saying,
Happy New Year!
Okay. This is the last show of the year, so we're going to be doing a quick wrap-up of what happened through the year. There's a lot of events that happened through the year that didn't mean diddly squat, and then there's a few events that meant something. So I'm Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Glenn Fink.
Okay.
There was an article on the internet this morning about the transformative events of the past
25 years.
And the event that they named, for so many reasons, was COVID. And it was transformative because of a shot that was being pushed on people without the proper research. The lockdowns, which were being pushed on people, we were told that COVID would spread at church, but not in the hardware department at Lowe's.
Or the alcohol store.
Or the grocery store. Or Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, wait. The grocery store relented a little bit because they put in one-way aisles.
Oh, I got some ugly stares when I didn't pay attention to those.
I didn't wear a mask. So I got ugly stares. I would not wear a mask.
But there were a lot of things that, looking back on COVID, that we put up with. Not all of us put up with. Some of us fought them. But there were a lot of things that the majority of us put up with that we shouldn't have.
There was a start in Craven County for the city or the county to go door to door and give shots. I actually bought a sign that said, if you're here from Craven County to give shots, get off my property. Put it in my front window.
Well, I didn't like that we went from a two-week to, quote, stop the spread to get the shot or you're fired. Because this was a regulatory committee that was making these rules. They didn't go through legislation. They took away people's choice. They took away people's careers. It decimated our military as well as our medical systems because of people who didn't want to take the shot because it was so new. Nobody knows what long-term effects are going to be. And it seems like every week there's another article out about continuing effects and the mRNA spike proteins continuing 2 years after the last vaccination. And even the point of finding spike proteins in people who were not vaccinated.
Which, well, in the, you know, the lingering effects that you're talking about, one of them is the recruitment crisis in the military.
Right. And what about the good people who had been in the military for 20 years who lost their careers because they wouldn't be vaccinated?
I believe that Trump has said he will reinstate them. It was also because of the shutdowns.
But there's a problem with that. If he reinstates somebody that doesn't have their 20 years left, he has to reinstate them into the military. He can't reinstate, like, their pension or anything.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, you can't. It's a military pension. You have to serve 20 years before it vests.
In 1906, yes.
The other aspect of that is because of the shutdowns, it resulted in the greatest transfer of wealth from average people to the top 1%. And that was because you had small businesses who couldn't meet the requirements being shut down. And you had Amazon and Walmart and the big box stores profiting like crazy. So it was an economic shift also.
Yeah, I remember during that time I had to go to Lowe's. Place is doing business hand over fist, lots of people in there, nobody wearing a mask, blah, blah, blah. You know, Walmart, same thing. Grocery stores were considered, what do you call it?
Necessary.
Necessary. They were all open and... You know,
but you couldn't go get your hair cut.
Nor could you go to church. Nor could you go to a gym.
Right. Right. I think one of the lingering effects of COVID is that we learned that we're not as brave as we think we are.
Nor are we as free as we think we are.
No. And Today I saw a meme that said, a government that can take your rights when there's an emergency will create emergencies to take your rights.
That's true.
One of the other things that we learned in the state of North Carolina was that we have what's called the Council of State that's supposed to get together and try to advise the governor on what to do. And what we learned with COVID, first off, when the governor did not like the Council of State opinion, he wouldn't meet with them again. And secondly, because the legislature had gone through an adjournment rather than a recess, they couldn't again come together until they normally meet in, I don't remember what month was, they, by their statutes, they couldn't meet as a legislature.
And that law has now been altered so that that won't happen again.
Something else that was interesting in that is looking at the different states across the nation, how differently the Republican governors acted than the Democrat governors as far as what got shut down. You compare Florida to North Carolina, it's night and day.
And also the other thing that has not really been dealt with was the governors who sent elderly COVID patients back into nursing homes. And that happened in New York.
New Jersey, yep.
And Michigan. It happened in a number of places. And to me, those governors ought to be held accountable.
And we also saw situations, I'm knowing a couple of situations, where folks had to watch their parents die through a window, an outside window, could not get to meet with their parents in that.
And pastors couldn't go into the hospital to do last rites.
And the law has been changed on that. That can never happen again.
Now, these are changes that happened in the last few years, not necessarily in the year of 2024.
But keep in mind that the people that made those regulations were unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. Mandy Collin, who was North Carolina's Health and Human Services person, is appointed. Not an elected position, and did exactly what Governor Cooper wanted her to do, which was exactly what Fauci had had said to do.
So made up.
So much of it was pulling puppet strings that we were the pawns in it, and a lot of it is a social experiment. How many of us would comply? How quickly we could comply, and who was going to be the troublemakers and who wasn't. And I still get asked when I go to the doctor if I want vaccinated. And I still say no.
I used to take the flu shot at the VA every year. I've never taken another flu shot because I don't trust them.
And they're going to be using the mRNA as the carrier system on vaccines moving forward.
Wow.
I guess that's okay. The end of my vaccine history.
Moving right along. Another event that really changed the dynamic of the mainstream media was Elon Musk's purchase of X, which was formerly known as Twitter.
Purchase of Twitter. Mm-hmm.
That was interesting how that whole thing happened. Was he going to do it? Yes and no. And then was he trying to get out of it or not? Yes or no. And all the freedom of speech and how things have changed.
And he fired something like 80% of the staff, and it still works.
Well, they didn't want to go to work.
Well, they weren't doing any work either. So.
Well, they were just shadow banning the conservatives.
And hopefully that's just a warm-up for things to come with Doge.
I hope so. I mean,
greater than 80.
Twitter had meditation centers where if you were stressed, you went for 3 or 4 hours of your work day and sat there and drank tea and meditated rather than doing your job. And it's nice to get paid to sit around and drink tea, but it's not necessarily profitable for the company you work for.
The guy that heads the Social Security Systems Workers was resigning or retiring to run for some position in the DNC, and instead he stopped his retirement so he could do a deal with Biden so those workers can continue to telework from home, 55,000 of them, through the end of Trump's term.
That just happened a couple
weeks
ago. That
may get challenged.
That will probably get challenged.
I sure hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, during COVID, you couldn't call the IRS.
No.
You couldn't get a hold of Social Security. You couldn't go down there, right?
No.
Because they wouldn't see you. So our government was unavailable to us, but they were the enforcement mechanisms for making sure that you couldn't exercise any of your rights was certainly vital.
Yes, they were still doing the enforcement. That's right. What's the next item, quickly?
Butler, Pennsylvania.
The attempted assassination of
President Trump.
Now, that was in July, I think it was. Yes, it was. It was in early July. I'm going to back up even a week or a couple of weeks before that was the debate between Biden and Trump.
That's when George Clooney decided that he was no longer a viable candidate.
After being pressured by Obama. The debate was June 27th.
Yeah.
And the Butler was July 13th.
And that's what brought us Kamala.
Yes.
Well, I think the fact that Trump stood up and said, fight, 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 is what made the assassination attempt so important, because that was a knee-jerk reaction. Imagine if he hadn't done that, if he had just stayed squatting under the podium while his inept security detail tried to draw their gun.
That's true, because that said something about his character.
Right.
And the character.
He was willing to stand up.
And the character of the Secret Service at the time, at that time.
Right.
His defiance, he was actually fighting against the agents who were trying to hold him down to, you know, get up to the people and show us that he was okay and he was going to fight.
He was going to make sure that they were aware he's okay.
Right. I think that showed a lot of people that Trump's not just a big mouth.
I think it also showed the country that the deep state is much deeper than we had thought, because all of the inconsistencies of that security detail, connecting the dots, the only connection I can make is conspiracy, and that it was a black op and it was an intended assassination from the government as much as from a person.
Well, we still don't know very much about that assassin.
Yeah, funny how we know about the guys on the subway and how we know about the one that killed the insurance executive.
Luigi.
I don't want to say their name.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say their names. I don't want to give them any famous, you know, whatevers.
But we don't know that much about the Florida assassin either.
No.
No, once you kill him, you don't have to talk about him, do you?
That's right.
Well, he's the Florida guy still alive.
The assassin guy. Oh.
On the golf course. The attempted.
That guy.
Yeah. He's still
got an extension of his trial date to September.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Thank you for listening to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Again, we're going to continue with a summary of the year. Mary, we're going to add
up. Another turning point in the year was the Biden-Trump debate. At one point, I think Trump made the comment about, I don't understand what he said, and I'm not sure he understands what he said either, which kind of sums up the debate. And up until that point, the media had been saying all the shots of Biden forgetting what he was going to say or falling upstairs, downstairs, side stairs, whatever, they were just cheap fakes. And
sharp as a tack.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, they were faced with this guy who barely knew his name.
That beat Medicare.
Well, and it wasn't immediately after the debate. It was 2 or 3 weeks until somebody in the system, I think earlier was talking about it being Clooney, their people were doubling down on how good Biden was. Mm-hmm. It's the best Biden has ever been of himself in his
life.
Right,
he's the best Biden. Mika and Joe.
Yeah, so they were all on it until someone shot up the flare and said, you know, we got to change the vector on this.
Right, and George Clooney's letter to the press.
And evidently from what has come out.
At Obama's request.
What has come out since is that Obama pressured him to do that letter, and he recently said he resented being used that way.
As a pawn, yeah.
And then you
have
Biden.
Welcome to politics, George.
Immediately endorse Kamala, which was a slap in the face to Obama, who had other plans.
Well, and I think this is kind of, and very encouraging, if anything's a positive from this, that I think this puts Obama's to bed. I mean, his own party is against him. It's shown his true stripes in everything, and it's kind of also affirmed his willingness and interest in being in his pajamas calling the shots, and that's just about over in the next month. He won't no longer get to do that. In fact, he's probably been isolated because of what we've just said.
You're saying this is a rerun of that childhood story that we knew, the emperor had no clothes.
Yeah.
Well, do you think...
No, Biden had no clothes. No, we're talking about the Obama legacy has crashed, particularly in the Middle East. His Iran strategy, Iran was going to be a bigger power to offset the power of Israel, and they were going to be a mediator, and Joe Biden took that over by immediately withdrawing all the sanctions. That's gone. And particularly with Syria falling.
Assad escaping, yes. Yeah.
Well, so I think Obama's gone down in flames.
Oh, and then Obama did a lot of campaigning for Kamala and was lecturing black men, you know, I take it the brothers don't want to vote for a woman. But I've read several pundits' articles about the legacy of Obama is crashed. And I'm glad to hear it, because he was a malodorous influence on our government.
Well, do you think he's behind the pardons?
No. Mm-mm.
Who do you think is behind the pardons?
I think Democrats. Like
in general?
In general.
What about the Catholic Church? The Pope had come out recently and basically condemned the death penalty, and Joe in his comment.
So the Pope hasn't read the Bible.
But I'm indicating that Joe himself said that his moral conviction or his conscience, I don't recall.
Yeah, except for the three that he left.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When I said leftists are funny because they have no consistency, and besides with the Pope and the death penalty, what did the Bible say?
Thou shalt not kill.
No. That's thou murder. Shalt not murder. No, the Bible says, if you shed man's blood, by man shall your blood be shed. To me, that's pretty
death
penalty.
And what's ironic to me in that is it's the same people who say moral conscience, not the death penalty, but they're okay with abortion.
Exactly.
Right.
And I mean, can you kill anyone more innocent than a baby that's never breathed a breath?
Well, you know, the question is, okay, so he commuted the sentences of 37 of the
40.
What, 40?
40.
So there's three that he left on there.
They were there's politics behind all those.
Yeah, so those three were politically toxic.
Yeah.
The shooter in the South Carolina church, Dylann Roof.
And the Boston
that killed
bombers.
All the black people. Oh, we can't commute his sentence.
And the Boston bombers.
And the Boston bombers. Can't commute his sentence. And who was the third one?
I forget
who the third one is. But the point being that for all of his vaunted principles, his principled stance against the death penalty, this just shows once again that he has no principles. It's all politics. He only did it because Trump made the mistake of saying, I'm going to get the death penalty moving again on the federal level when I get to office. Oh, he is? Well, then, what can we put in his way on that score?
I hadn't thought about that, but I believe that's huge behind this.
Is that an executive order, these commuting of sentences?
No, that's a presidential right.
So the next President Trump cannot come in and undo that?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No, however, there is this situation, I think we talked about a little earlier, that thinking the 25th Amendment coming into play, with it because President Biden may not be able to serve.
There isn't a judge in this country that has the cojones to undo one of those commutations or pardons.
Yeah, but
it's just like when Trump was suing over the stealing of the 2020 election, and the Democrats like to scream that was heard by the courts and overturned. Not one single court listened to the evidence.
No,
not one. They all found a reason not to hear it.
Not to hear it. Yeah.
And I don't think there's a judge that would overturn. In fact, I don't think they would even take up the case. So if anybody thinks that that's a route of relief, I want to disabuse them of that.
And the concerning part of that is many of these commutations, people on the death penalty have now been given prison for life with no possibility of parole. Some of these people have caused problems inside prisons. What's to deter them from now, since they have no chance of parole and they're going to be there for the rest of their life, from attacking a guard or killing an inmate?
One of the guys he commuted killed a guard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So this has not made anybody any safer and has not done anything positive in terms of really doing anything.
And what about the families? You know, what a slap in the face to these families who have been waiting 18 years or more for these sentences to be carried out and going through the appeals process of what cost to the taxpayers?
And particularly the families of children that were killed or raped or whatever. How do you make that work?
He said his heart ached. Now, come on.
His heart?
His heart aches for the families and the victims. However, his principled stance, he's dedicated his public career to, you know, criminal justice reform, blah, 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 which is a lie. And although his heart aches, the better man had to commute those sentences, except for those three political problems.
Wow.
Well said.
Yeah. Well, you know, hypocrisy is one of my...
And how has the legacy media handled this?
Handled what? The commutations?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I know the New York Post has been out there with a list of exactly who these people were. Has any of the mainstream media come out? And
well, they talked about it on Greg Gutfeld the other night. They asked Emily Campagno, because she's a lawyer, about the commutations, and she said, and the pardons, and she said, "Well, you can see that whoever did the review of these particular cases didn't look very deeply, because one of those women that got a pardon was a triple murderer.
Ugh.
She murdered two husbands.
Black widow murderer.
Yeah, two husbands and a boyfriend for insurance. And they didn't get her for murder, which Emily excoriated the prosecutors. They got her for insurance fraud. So she said when they went down and were looking at these, you know, well, this checks a box. Yeah, because she's black. This checks a box. Nonviolent. Insurance fraud. They didn't bother to go, you know, any further into the case than that.
But they didn't even, although you're right in that case, there's a lot of these were violent crimes that were were commuted.
Selling,
I mean,
children.
So there's inconsistency in their reasoning across the board.
But how has this been reported in the media?
Bottom of the back page.
I don't think it is in the legacy media.
So it just looks like Biden did a wonderful thing and he commuted all these sentences. And we're
right.
Not going to talk about
Merry Christmas.
The crimes involved. Wow.
Well, again, as was just mentioned, I mean, this is an attempt to cut off any ability Trump has to uphold the laws that we have in this country.
Obstruction.
Just like
obstruction.
Selling off the border wall. Trump's going to start the border wall. Let's clear out all the border wall materials. Let's clear out the death penalty.
Well, I have a question. If you're on death row, these people in death row are not in the general population of the prison, correct?
No, they're not.
They're
so
not.
If they're released from death row, will they be in jailhouse population?
Yes.
Well, there is such a thing as jailhouse justice.
Well, I think the guy that killed a jail guard, I don't think he's in danger of any jailhouse justice.
Well, the ones that killed children, maybe.
Yeah.
However,
that's pretty pathetic if we're putting our hope on the backs of criminals.
Well, they got Jeffrey Dahmer.
You know, jailhouse justice runs both ways. I mean, you look at the suicide of
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein, or whatever else. I mean, that's jailhouse justice.
You silly boy.
Yeah.
He did not kill himself.
Oh, come on! Now we know
that he did not kill himself. Sorry.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. We'll be right back. Stop in at East 70 Point for great deals. Drew and his knowledgeable staff have been serving the New Bern area since 1989. We always try to help our customers with friendly and honest service. Our crew is what sets us apart. Treating folks like how we want to be treated is our standard. People appreciate great service plus great prices, and that's what we're all about. Our shop is like no other. We specialize in guns, jewelry, and ammo, but we have so much more. We have the largest selection of new and used firearms, coins, collectibles, musical instruments, and tools. Our new jewelry selection is growing daily. Find us at 3317 Highway 70 East of New Bern. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, check out our website for many, many collectibles, east70pawn.com. East 70 Pawn is your one-stop shop to buy, sell, trade, or cash loans quickly, conveniently, and confidentially.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back, and again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you're going to take us a different direction?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Daniel Penny effect. Now, if you remember, Daniel Penny was the person who...
Restrained
a man who was threatening people on a subway car, was brought to trial, and thank goodness found innocent. But it has created a problem where if you're on a New York City subway car, you're not willing to get involved with anything that's going on around you. And we saw that this week with a woman who, an illegal alien, set on fire, and nobody was even willing to throw a blanket or a coat on her.
Well, there wasn't anybody else on the train. She was in there by herself.
And he just lit her on fire.
He just walked up to her with some lighter fluid.
She was sleeping.
She was sleeping. I don't know where you get the nerve to sleep on a New York subway, and then he put her on fire. In the article, they had a picture of her on fire looking through the subway, and there was a New York cop just walking by. He looked, and he could have looked over and must have seen the fire, but he just kept on walking by. The only reason they caught him is because some college kids tracked him down, because he eventually took off, and they caught him like 15 minutes later.
Wow.
And these are the safer subways that Ms. Hochul is telling us about, correct?
Well, she put the National Guard into the New York subway to make them safe, but obviously it hasn't worked.
And what did you say? Yeah, they put the National Guard in, and yesterday there were how many stabbings? And
yeah, there were two fatal stabbings and one stabbing in the hospital. And that, I think that was, I'm not sure where that was, so I don't want to say.
I did not realize that she was on the train by herself.
That's what it said. She was sleeping on a train by herself.
So there was no people. Was the train moving or was the train stopped?
It was stopped at the station.
So there could have been people on the platform who could have rendered aid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is,
there were people on the platform.
Nobody went to this woman's aid.
That's right.
No. That's sick.
This is shades of Kitty Genovese. I'm going back to the 50s or the 60s in New York, where she was attacked in Kew Gardens.
I think that was the 70s. Because that was about the time. When did that dirty...
Yeah, well, it was
Clint Eastwood when he's
Dirty Harry.
Yeah,
that was an outgrowth of that case.
Yeah, and she was attacked in her apartment in Queens in New York, and a lot of neighbors heard her screaming. Nobody called the police. Nobody came to her aid. But many people know that they heard her appeal.
Well, she wasn't in her apartment.
She was at the doorway trying
to get in.
At the doorway of her
apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Well, the last cruise that we were on, I got involved in an altercation. We had gone to bed, and I had heard noise in the hallway, and I asked Glenn if he heard what was going on, and he did, but he still laid there, and I couldn't stand it. So I got up and went to the door and opened the door, and there was a guy and a girl having a discussion, and she had said that he hit her, and I asked her if she needed help, and she said yes. So I closed my door and called the 911 on the ship, and I can't stand by and do nothing. That's just not me. I'd get killed too.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you call for help. You don't get personally involved, but you at least call for help. And if you're the only person there with a blanket or a coat to throw on somebody, that's what you do.
Well, this is an interesting conversation because the Democrats and their progressivism have been accused of striking, using these lawfare cases to strike at one's ability for self-defense. The gun law, mm-hmm. Daniel Penny, no self-defense, no defense of others. And so that Bragg would bring this case after he brought the hush money case shows me that this guy is just a political figure. He doesn't have any concern for what actual justice is.
Well, the killing of the healthcare CEO is also a New York incident. Now, Bragg has Bragg taken that also?
I don't know if that's in his jurisdiction. I assume it is.
I think it's in his jurisdiction.
Is it? It's in the city.
And for whatever reason, the killer has been elevated to a cult hero.
Well, so was one of the Boston bombers, because he was on Rolling Stone's front page, the cover. They had a cover photo of him that made him look cute. And so he became one of these...
Yeah, cult favorite, yes.
Cult favorite, yeah. And I told you during the break that I saw the clip from Saturday Night Live when they do their fake news clip. As soon as he mentioned Manzioni's name, the audience started cheering and clapping. And the guy paused and he looked at him and he said, "You are cheering for justice, right?" Of course, no answer there. But then there was a lot of advertisement come to the arraignment from women. And there were at least 20 women swooning in the visitor section over Manzioni when he showed up for his arraignment.
At the same time that his attorney is pleading to the judge not to have him be a spectacle, and how is he ever going to get a fair trial? And she's never seen anything like this in her whole professional career, blah, blah.
And meanwhile, there is an effort to paint the CEO as a bad person. I don't care if he was a bad person. He doesn't deserve to be shot in cold blood.
I don't think that's unusual in murder cases. It may be unusual in this instance because it's so high profile. But I remember when I was in New Mexico, we used to joke about the Texas murder defense. He needed killing.
I could get myself in a whole lot of trouble with
folks,
what I'm thinking.
Folks, if you need to see a movie, go see Bernie.
Oh, yes.
Bernie with...
Have you ever seen Bernie?
Okay. The movie Bernie and of Shirley MacLaine.
Jack Black. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. And it's all about a Texas...
Murder
in Carthage, Texas.
See? He needed killing.
She needed killing.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's the defense.
That was the defense, yeah.
And I'm thinking there's some politicians who've committed treason who that would apply to.
Okay. One of the other things that was interesting this year was the use of pagers by Hamas.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Well,
that was such a targeted attack.
Well, and this is the continuation of the Israel-Gaza conflict, I guess. You can't call it a war, can you? No, because you'd call a truce in a war. There is no truce here. We need to eliminate the problem. But this, the pagers were set up by Israelis, IDF, I guess it was, and came in everybody got this message that says you need to pay attention to this special message. And you need to push the two buttons on your personal pager to hear the message. And I guess a lot of people were put out of the battle. very, very quickly.
Well, they stopped using iPhones because they found out their iPhones were being listened to, so they switched to pagers, and the IDF got into the manufacture of the pagers. And I mean, you got to give them credit. It was there were very few civilian casualties in this attack. It was a very targeted and limited attack.
And as I understand it, listening to the news of late, that this has been in the planning for 10 years.
That was odd, wasn't it?
Yeah. This has been, which is interesting because during that era, you probably moved from pagers to cell phone. So they told them you can't trust your cell phones. That was probably part of the plot that they had to sort out, that we got to get pagers back on them. We spent too much money on this.
Right.
So that's recently that's come out, that this has been, they're very patient with their plans, which I think is awesome.
And the next thing that is being quietly discussed is taking out Iran's nuclear reactors, because as Iran is getting weaker, there is nothing more dangerous than a wounded, cornered animal.
I read an article this morning that said that their electricity is shut down.
Yes.
That, you know, important functions are on hold because they have no energy.
And why is that?
It said aging infrastructure, crumbling this, bad management, no maintenance, blah, blah, blah.
And again, if you were going, the last airstrike that Israel did on Iran, they took out their air defenses and made them vulnerable. But their nuclear assets are so buried. Now, the Israelis dropped a bomb on a Syrian port that was powerful enough to set off the Richter scale. So they are capable of getting to these underground facilities. And I believe that will happen. I don't know if it's going to wait for Trump, because if they do it under Biden, they're going to get, you know, all kinds of flack from America. If they do it under Trump, I don't think they'll get the same flack.
I think they're not worried about the flack from America.
No, because Trump has already told Israel, we're in your corner, and we want you to take them out. We can't for political reasons, but you can, and we'll back you.
At the same time, you're talking about some military defense. I read an article about the Russian hypersonic missile that they have been using, and that there had been a challenge to the United States from Russia that, you know, we'll take our missile against your defense any day. Let's have a test.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be stupid.
But Russia is tied up more in Syria, although they're withdrawing a little bit there, than they are tied up with the whole Iran-Israel.
Okay, thing. How many days until Syria falls into an internecine battle between the different religions and the sects?
Well, right now, Turkey is trying to get rid of the Kurds, and I believe trying to take over Syria. So I don't know. The guy who's in charge of Syria right now is not his history is questionable at best.
And his not only his history, but his future is also questionable.
Yes.
Well, we took off a $10 million bounty off his head.
Yeah.
You took it off? We took it off?
We took it off. Biden did. Yeah. Biden wanted to try to save Syria. Remember, he's promised them nation-building funds. And then the military had to admit, oh, we thought we only had 900 troops in Syria, and we have 2,000.
Yes.
You don't know where your troops are?
You don't know where your
Interesting troops are. Interesting leadership technique.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break again to hear from our sponsors and supporters again. CCTA, Wake Up Call. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it. People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
I guess I was told I'm starting. Okay. So, folks, what I wanted to bring up was we just endured quite the hurricane in the East Coast. Actually, a lot of the world has had hurricanes and major storms. We in North Carolina had a very, very major storm go through. Helena, is it?
And Helene.
Helene. And a lot of destruction out in the western part of the state. And I know one of the things that we heard was that there was a problem that they weren't allowing people to occupy homes that the Mennonites had been building, small homes that they
had. I thought it was the Amish.
Amish that were building. And I was talking to somebody actually that's been on the relief work, and they have renamed those things sheds. And it's okay to occupy a shed, not necessarily a home, but it's okay to occupy a shed. But I know that we're still in the midst of the recovery effort out there, and I know that there was something in the paper a couple of days ago about them moving 20 tiny homes out there, actually, just in the last couple of days.
You mean sheds?
Those are the actual tiny homes that that you go and spend buku bucks on. So,
and the Cajun Navy has been providing bikes for children for Christmas, and they've been providing tiny homes and trailers and places for people to live because it's cold out there.
Well, the most interesting phenomenon to do with that hurricane is the difference between FEMA in a blue state and FEMA in a red state. And James O'Keefe, who likes to send in people undercover and record people making actually telling the truth, he sent his underlings into the FEMA on the ground operations out there in western North Carolina, and the place was empty. No supplies, no nothing, no people. It's just been a joke. And, you know, when I remember watching Obama, there would be a need for FEMA in a red state, his response was totally different for a blue state. This kind of politicizing FEMA operations is results in losing lives.
And we also know that FEMA apparently spent a lot of the FEMA money taking care of the illegals in a number of places.
That's right. That's right. They drained the FEMA thing. But that's one of the things that I hope Mr. Trump's going to give his immediate attention to when he gets in.
Well, this continuing resolution that just got passed, which I am totally against any kind of continuing budget, they need to handle it. But anyway, they say that there is emergency money in there for some of these flood victims, but there's never any indication of how this money is to be dispersed. Is that money for infrastructure, or is it to help the people impacted? Because I'm not hearing a lot about aid to the people. We heard a long time ago about people who were going in and filling out the FEMA paperwork and then told that they didn't qualify or only got $7,200, and that the maximum was, it was under $50,000, right, Bob?
I don't know what it was, but I know it was piddly amount. Yes.
They didn't get $7,200. They got $750.
Dollars. I guess I was being generous.
Yeah.
But here it is. People who have lost their entire home, their entire possessions, what are these hundreds of millions of dollars of aid to go toward? I would like to know where that money, how it's going to be allocated.
The other part of this, too, is I think after the in the aftermath of Helene, we saw the value of private charitable organizations.
And the hindrance of the government agencies when they went in and said, no, you can't do that. You haven't filed the right paperwork.
Right.
You're not allowed to fly in here. You're not allowed to land there.
Samaritan's Purse, the Cajun Navy,
The donkeys, the
mule, whatever they are,
yeah.
Yes.
And they're still going up. They're still going up. I follow them on Facebook, and they were bringing Christmas presents up. There's still people who can't get off the mountains.
And there are people that have been told, there was one instance that I read about where they overestimated the damage, the cost to repair, and said the government will not allow you to repair unless you spend so many thousand dollars raising your house because you've been flooded out. Now, they're putting so many strings on helping these people get back on their feet that it's almost impossible for them to get back on their feet.
And why are we surprised?
And I think that's the whole purpose of DOGE. D-O-G-E, is that one?
Yeah.
To eliminate the waste.
Speaking of which, Rand Paul just put out his Festivus report.
I don't know if anybody saw that.
But
I did. A trillion.
Yes. And if anyone's interested, there's some Doge hats at the GOP store for sale I saw today. I told Glenn he needed to go get one.
Are they white with
Doge? They're black. They're black with Doge on them. Yeah, so that'll be Glenn's new favorite hat.
And, you know, talking about how red and blue is treated differently. This isn't clearly just in FEMA. It's in every organization of our government now, which I just pray that not DOGE, but this administration will clean house to the bone.
Well, there was a weaponization of government, the House weaponization of government report that was released last week. And not to do a shameless plug, but there's one of the top articles on Right Wing Granny is a chart showing all the places where the government has misused its power. You've seen the chart.
No.
It was Blogspot Blue.
Oh, was it?
And the chart is amazing. The misuse of the Department of Justice, every department is listed. They have been our government has been totally politicized. Lady Justice is no longer wearing a blindfold.
Well, I think we've seen that in a number of different cases, whether it's all of the attacks on, I'm going to say, Christian schools and the ability to speak or the ability to show a Christmas decoration. I mean, I am very happy to say this year I have heard people say Merry Christmas many, many more times than I had heard recently. But there's cases where you're not allowed to have Christmas or the creche in the hospital, the military hospital in D.C. I guess they had to take the Christmas scene out. They had to do
And the Minnesota State House had a satanic statue.
Well, there you go, Timothy Waltz with his finger on the pulse of the American public.
Oh yeah,
on the pulse. That's right.
But it's we have seen our government transformed into something it was never designed to be. We've seen people who went to school board meetings put on the terrorist watch list.
And keep in mind that this is totally a nonpartisan issue. It is both sides of the aisle, or three sides of the aisle, if you include libertarians and independents. It is the deep state politicians. There are some rhino Republicans out there. Mm-hmm. McConnell would be on the top of my list there. And John Thune, too, who is going to be next Speaker of the House. And these people have power, and they use it. And even Trump talking about if you support this continuing resolution, you need to be primaried. Yeah, they do. They need to be primaried.
Lisa Murkowski's really complaining about that. That really hurt her feelings.
Oh, poor Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, tears come to my eyes.
She said, this administration, she goes, I eschewed a party label, although I still call myself a Republican.
She needs
this gone. Is going to be an authoritarian regime because Trump's made it clear that you're going to have to go along to get along.
Well, speaking of Alaska, recently Biden was required by law to release a certain amount of ANWR for drilling leases. He released the minimum amount that he was required by law. But that is going to be opened up for drilling. What that means, the people of Alaska get a check from the government every year based on the oil profits. So this is going to be a boon to Lisa Murkowski, even though I'm sure she opposes it.
Well, hopefully some of these people will age out during the next 4 years and we can get some decent people in. There was just an article 2 days ago about a Republican out of Texas who has been in a dementia home for the last 6 months. How is it that nobody knew she wasn't president?
She hadn't voted.
And nobody asked any questions? And she's in a dementia home? Memory care? It's crazy. You can't make this stuff up, folks, like Hannity would say.
Only a government operation would even come close to being involved in something like that. You won't leave a company for 6 months.
No, a company would know.
And nobody noticed.
Yeah. But remember, she had direct deposit on her check, so she didn't have to sign the
and
check.
And she's working from the old home.
The old home.
She's teleworking. Yeah, she's
working
teleworking.
That's
now,
good.
We've got less than a minute to go. So the only other thing that I'd like to bring up, again, is the Russian-Ukraine war. And I had mentioned it earlier, I call it the 1,000-day war from an article. It's not really, it's even over 1,000 days. And Kim, you were amazed at what, 700,000?
700,000 Russians and about 30,000 Ukrainians. And it's just incredible numbers to me that Putin still, as Pat said, got 81% of the vote. Yeah, right.
88%.
Oh. 88%.
You got it confused with Biden's 81 million. LOL.
Equally believable.
Yeah. We need to throw in, and we need to throw any other spurious numbers. By the way, a spurious number. I needed to throw in that spurious number.
And, ooh, spurious number.
Yeah, a spurious number.
And word of the day, spurious.
Spurious number. There's a Harshad number. Okay, and this is on the last page, and I just want everybody to understand. A Harshad number is a number which that can be easily divided by the sum of its digits. Okay, so the digits in 2024, add them up, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4, makes an 8. So we can divide 2024 by 8, and come up with the answer 253. So that's the Hasheed number. That's
Why
too much.
Why should we care?
No, we shouldn't.
But for the math.
What a way to end the show.
For okay. the math geeks
Here's
out there.
You don't
the
care
math,
about.
For the math detail. Okay.
For the math geeks out there, they just got something to math geek about.
By the way, as much as I hate to say it, 2025 will be the same.
Oh, I hope it's better. I hope it's better.
But everybody, you have a happy, happy new year.
May it be better than 2024.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for listening.